Chapter 2 of Tick-Tock of Oz. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Scott Sherris. Tick-Tock of Oz by L. Frank Baum. Chapter 2, Out of Oogaboo. 3 days later, the Grand Army of Oogaboo assembled in the square in front of the Royal Palace. The 16 officers were attired in gorgeous uniforms and carried sharp, glittering swords. The private had picked his gun, and although it was not a very big weapon, Files tried to look fierce and succeeded so well that all his commanding officers were secretly afraid of him. The women were there, protesting that Queen Anne Soforth had no right to take their husbands and fathers from them, but Anne commanded them to keep silent, and that was the hardest order to obey they had ever received. The Queen appeared before her army dressed in an imposing uniform of green, covered with gold braid. She wore a green soldier cap with a purple plume in it, and looked so royal and dignified that everyone in Oogaboo except the army was glad she was going. The army was sorry she was not going alone. "Form ranks!" she cried out in her shrill voice. Sally leaned out of the palace window and laughed. "I believe your army can run better than it can fight," she observed.
"Of course," replied General Bunn proudly. "We're not looking for trouble, you know, but for plunder. The more plunder and the less fighting we get, the better we shall like our work."
"For my part," said Files, "I prefer war and carnage to anything. The only way to become a hero is to conquer, and the storybooks all say that the easiest way to conquer is to fight."
"That's the idea, my brave man," agreed Anne. "To fight is to conquer, and to conquer is to secure plunder, and to secure plunder is to become a hero. With such noble determination to back me, the world is mine. Goodbye, Sally. When we return, we shall be rich and famous. Come, generals, let us march."
At this, the generals straightened up and threw out their chests. Then they swung their glittering swords in rapid circles and cried to the colonels, "Forward, march!" Then the colonels shouted to the majors, "Forward, march!" And the majors yelled to the captains, "Forward, march!" And the captain screamed to the private, "Forward, march!" So Files shouldered his gun and began to march, and all the officers followed after him. Queen Anne came last of all, rejoicing in her noble army and wondering why she had not decided long ago to conquer the world. In this order, the procession marched out of Oogaboo and took the narrow mountain pass which led into the lovely fairyland of Oz. End of Chapter 2. Recording by Scott Sherris, Atlanta, Georgia, USA.